This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My special guest this morning was part of Team Joel on this year's season of The Voice. She's currently working on her second EP. Welcome to Joy, Kiomi Vella.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in this morning. It's
no
good
worries.
To see you. Now, Kiomi, we got to know you on The Voice this year. Take us back a bit and tell us how you got into music and what influenced you growing up.
I used to sing at home with my sister a lot, just mucking around like in the lounge room with like a microphone and stuff. But yeah, I sang at a school concert when I was like 13 in year 7, and it sort of just all kickstarted from there. I started getting lessons and started songwriting when I was like 15 and really started falling in love with it and wanting to take it to the next level, and I did the show and it was amazing.
So at school, were you like called upon to sing at different events and stuff? You know how as soon as they discover that you can sing, oh yeah, you can do this, you can do that.
Yeah, well, like for that concert, yeah. Some people like heard that I could sing, so they called me out of class and said, oh, you should audition for the school concert. I was like, oh, okay. So I did it, and yeah.
Now, you grew up in a Japanese and Maltese household.
Yeah.
Have you always wanted to incorporate your culture into your style of music?
Well, yeah. Like some things, like, you know, chucking a Kyoto here and then and just like doing like interesting sounds and yeah.
Because some people seem to stay clear of that because they want to sort of, you know, reach that wider audience, and some people almost hide their culture, which is a bit of a shame, don't you think?
Well, yeah, just whatever feels right. Like, yeah, I'm really keen to like really do some awesome pop music and try and really get that out there. But, you know, if it feels right, why not put it in there? So
because on the show, on The Voice, you had some amazing outfits.
And yeah,
the staging,
so
I remember was one with in the white with the dancers. What was that one?
Pack Up with the pink bubble dress. The Romance Was Born. That was
so
amazing.
Who made your frocks and things?
Well, the stylist in the show, like, we styled ourselves for the blind auditions, and then they sort of got our vibe of what we kind of like to wear, and then they had lots of options for the rest of the show, and they picked amazing designers and some really fun stuff.
Now, before The Voice, you actually released your debut EP late last year called Good Out of Fine.
Yeah.
What was that like recording your first EP, and what was the reaction like?
It was a lot of fun. Like, we were just trying some things, and so there's a few different vibes. There's a few pop, but there's a little bit more acoustic in there. And yeah, we just really tried to get a bit of everything and just see what, if people liked it. And
because you write your own songs, so what draws inspiration for you? What do you sort of, do you write things down, or do you need to be in the right mindset to songwrite, or what's your vibe?
There's lots of different things. It's just kind of like what it feels like on the day. Sometimes I jump on the piano and just put a few chords in and just things sort of floating around and see what pops up. Or sometimes you just be walking down the street and you'll just get like a line, just a little lyric, like three words, and you just got to record it on your phone quickly before you lose it. And yeah, there's lots of different things.
Now, reality TV is a bit of a beast because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. For every Guy Sebastian and Jess Marboy, there's others that sort of flounder and don't really do much. What do you think is the secret to sort of keep that going?
I found that the show is amazing. I had a really amazing experience. It was a lot of fun. Just not to put too much pressure on yourself and just enjoy it. I enjoyed it, and it's gone really well. And keep things rolling and keep working at it after the show's finished, I think it's really
important. Because the hard work actually begins now after the show ends. You've got to keep your name out there.
Yeah.
You've got to try and keep the public, I guess, remembering you is the hard part, because obviously there's a lot of contestants and you need to sort of stand out. I think with your style and your music, I think that was a given on the show because you were just so different from everybody else. And it's a shame you didn't get far in the competition.
Oh.
Myself, it's just like you sang that Björk song, which is and the Kate Bush song, which is amazing.
That was
we
a
love
fun
that song.
To sing. That was really cool.
So let's take a listen to a track from your debut EP.
Right.
This is a track called Something Else, which is from the EP. It's called Good Out of Fine, which is on iTunes right now.
Yeah.
This is Kiomi Vella on Joy 94.9.
I love it. Love.
Cammie Vella is my special guest this morning from The Voice. Hi, Cammie. Now, thanks for sticking around. Now, let's talk more about the show. Now, when you auditioned, Cyril made a comment which sort of was a bit of a water cooler moment because, you know, you also study environmental science at uni as I guess your backup plan, because obviously with music it doesn't always work out and it's really hard to get into the industry, so it does plan to have a backup plan. But he sort of knocked you for that and said it's either all or nothing, it's either this or nothing. What was that like to hear that from him, and of course the public reaction afterwards?
I was at uni and I was doing environmental engineering, and I was doing music on the side always, and if ever something really big happened with my music, I was always going to defer uni. So I already had that plan in my head, and when Seal said that, you know, I think I just needed that little push to really go full on with my music and 100% commit to it. And I think it's a good idea and it's clever. And
because, I mean, obviously we interview a lot of independent artists, and it's not as easy as I guess everyone thinks to sort of concentrate just on the music when you've got to pay the rent, you've got to pay for food and the bills and things. It's really, really difficult to try and make money out of this as an independent artist. Now, with the show On The Voice, your mentor was Joel Madden. Now, what did he teach you and what did you teach him? Did you teach him anything?
I don't know if I taught him anything. But
I'm sure you did, but maybe style or something, because his style is quite sort of edgy.
It's cool.
So with your stage performances, was that a collaboration effort between yourself and Joel?
He was really cool. Like he gave us a lot of freedom on what we wanted to do, and he knew that I like to have fun and lots of colours and really interesting songs. And so he picked even songs that might not be as popular as others, but just because they're really cool songs, and get them out there, which was really cool. And he had ideas about like big production, and so we had the big numbers with the dances and everything, which was a lot of fun. So it was really cool to work with him.
So whose idea was it to do the Björk song, So It's So Quiet? Because that, I think the public were probably expecting that, because you're quite Björkish on stage and your charisma and, you know, your stage presence is very sort of quirky.
Yeah, that was his choice, the Björk one, and I'm really excited that he picked it. It was a lot of fun and very big with lots of dances and, yeah.
Now, you're also an ambassador for a cancer charity, which is really, really cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's Pink Hope, and it's a charity that supports women who have breast cancer that runs through their family. And, yeah, they have Bright Pink Lipstick Day coming up soon. I think it's on the 20th of September, where people put on bright pink lipstick and just get the word out and share it on Facebook, and you can do it with your workplace and raise some money for the charity. So, yeah, it's really good to work with them.
Fantastic. Now, your EP is, you're currently writing for your EP at the moment. How's it coming on? What's it sort of shaping up as at the moment, the sound of the new EP?
Yeah, just really good pop music. Hopefully, yeah, I can just keep it a bit different, but good pop music.
Pop music, we love good pop music here on Joy 94.9. You're going to sing live for us after this next song. We're going to play a track. Now, this is Justin Timberlake. I love Justin Timberlake.
Woohoo!
Cammie Vella is coming up after this track. He's going to sing live for us right here in the studio after Justin Timberlake on Joy. My special guest is the star of The Voice this year, Cammie Vella. Now, thanks for sticking around, Cammie. Now, you are going to perform live for us in the studio. Now, this is a track you performed on the show?
Yeah, this was my blind audition song, so lots of good memories from that one.
So this is the track that made Seal and Joel turn around and got you on the show.
Yeah, a good song, yeah.
This is called 1, 2, 3, 4. Take it away, Ms. Cammie Vella.
Woohoo.
One, two, three, four, tell me that you love me more. Sleepless long nights, that is what my youth is for. Oh, teenage hopes alive at your door. Left you with nothing, but they want some more. Oh, oh, you're changing your heart. Oh, oh, you know who you are. Sweetheart, bit hard. Now they can tell you apart. Cozy and cold, put the horse before the cart. Those teenage hosts with tears in their eyes, too scared to own up to one little lie. Oh, 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 you're changing your heart. Oh, 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 you know who you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, or 10. Money can't buy you back the love that you had then. One, two, three, four, five, six, nine, or ten. Money can buy you back the love that you had then. Oh, 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 you're changing your heart. Oh, 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 you know who you are. Oh, you're changing your heart. Oh, you know who you are. Who you are.
Gorgeous. And thank you, I love the guitarist.
Thank you, Kai.
Kai, thank you so much. Kai and Kiyomi live in the Joy Studios. That was your audition song from The Voice.
Yeah.
Gorgeous track.
It's a really cool song by Feist. It's really
and you
cool.
can get it online as well with all your other music.
Yeah, yeah.
On iTunes. Of course, the new EP is coming out very soon. But you can get the first EP, which is called...
Good Out of Fine.
Good Out of Fine. I think some great tracks. And also all the tracks from The Voice as well are all online for you to download. Now, where can people find you on Twitter and Facebook, Dawn?
It's pretty easy. It's just my Instagram and Twitter is at Kiyomi Vella and my Facebook page is Kiyomi Vella Music.
Easy peasy. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
No worries. Thanks
Joy.
For having us.
No worries at all. And best of luck for the music.
Thank
and,
you.
Of course, the new EP. And I'm coming again. And
yeah, that'll be
again.
A lot of fun.
Be fantastic.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.